finally, we've got board president Penny Vodla running unopposed for re-election to the District 4 Soldotna seat. She's a retired teacher and has a bachelor's degree in English and education and a master's in public school administration. She's been on the school board for 12 years and serves on the City of Soldotna Parks and Recreation Board and the Alaska Association of School Boards. In her candidate statement, Penny says, "Despite the varied educational opportunities that are provided to KPBSD students, the district faces many issues such as loss of revenue streams and other budgetary issues, unfunded mandates and rising costs of supplies, energy and health insurance that can sidetrack quality educational experiences for students. To assure the continued success of our schools and of our students, I will work conscientiously to find answers to issues that may hinder progress. I will work diligently to ensure KPBSD continues to remain an educational leader in the state by focusing on educating each student through innovative, forward-thinking, quality educational and extracurricular experiences."
Why are you running for re-election?
Actually, that was a long decision. I am running for re-election because during this pandemic and during the past year and going forward, we put a lot of things in place. And I really questioned. I've been on the board for 12 years, and I have a lot of responsibilities outside the school district. But I really felt it was a time to stay with it and keep the momentum going and do my best to make sure that we make it through this as a board member and that we do it as a collective unit. And so that's why I'm running personally. Why I'm running professionally as a school board member is I really think that we have an exceptional school district, and I think that moving forward, it's really important to have some of the historical knowledge that some of us have and also some influence from new people and new board members so that we can collectively make decisions that will keep us on the track we're on.
What would your priorities be for this next term?
Well, I think some of my main priorities would be to continue to provide the quality education that we're providing. And it'll be difficult during this pandemic. I'm hopeful it won't last too long, but that's one of my main priorities. My other main priority is to work on funding and make sure that we have funding. You know, we need to have funding that we can depend on, that's sustainable, that is, we don't have to guess every year, you know, to work on the base student allocation, to make sure that we can ensure a budget that's responsible and reliable. I think it's really important to work on, you know, getting feeding another superintendent after Superintendent O'Brien, you know, moves on. I think that's a really important thing. And I think communication for me is a really important goal, so that we communicate what our needs are and we work with the legislature to ensure that they understand the needs of the school districts and that they understand the importance that the schools are in our communities, in our boroughs and districts, and in our state. So I guess the legislative priorities, communication, the budget's important. To me, instruction's always important. That's my background. So I guess, yeah, those are the things that are my priorities.
What do you like about the school district Smart Start plan, and what do you think maybe the district could be doing either better or differently?
Well, I was a part of the Smart Start plan, and I worked in instruction. So instruction's really important to me, and I think that we're doing quite well in that area as far as teachers being prepared to teach online and teachers being prepared to guide students through that process. So I think that's successful. I think putting all of that in place in such a short period of time has been successful. I totally understand that we'll never make all the people happy with whatever decisions we make. Some people will want to go back regardless. Some will want to be a little bit more reticent about that based on safety issues. So I don't think we can ever make all the people happy all the time. But the things that I like, the things that I do like are the fact that so many people from so many different strengths were part of it, you know, nurses and counselors and teachers and directors. And then we reached out to people who were working with homeless students. And then we reached out to parents and some students and other individuals within the community and within the school districts, you know, principals and counselors. So those are the parts that work. I think it's very difficult for people to not know for sure exactly what will happen. So I think with any smart start plan that's mandated by the state that we have to adhere to is difficult. I think the different levels, you know, the low risk, medium risk, and high risk are difficult for people to understand. But I think they're necessary to ensure that we don't open school in places where the risk is high, that we're a little bit more conservative, I guess. I think that is probably a problem for a lot of people. As far as looking at things that I don't like personally, I think that masks are important. I think that it does curb the transmission of the COVID. And I think that's difficult, but I like the fact that we're wearing masks, and I realize that's a point of consternation for a lot of people. And it's amazing that we were able to put it together so well and so quickly, despite all the back steps we've had to make. So I actually think, in light of the time frame, the district has done quite well.
And then going from one fun topic to another fun topic, which would be the budget. So obviously the school district is facing another pretty lean year. So a two-part question. If more budget cuts have to be made, where would you look to cut? And then in a happier version of the future, if some level of funding is restored, what would be your priorities to spend additional funding?
If we have to make more budget cuts, that's a really difficult question. We have really cut over the past five or more years pretty extensively. What I admire about the district is the fact that they did not, we worked on very, very, very carefully and diligently not to cut the classes. We have kept our cuts as far away from the classroom as possible, and I have really appreciated that. I don't like to pit one community against another community. I think we'd have to look really carefully at things that didn't inhibit instruction. That would probably be my best guess answer. We've already consolidated schools quite heavily up here in the Central Peninsula, in Soldotna. I don't look at cutting any small schools where we'd have to have kids travel really far. That would be difficult for me. So I guess I would say I would stay away from cutting schools. Boy, that's a good question. We have cut administration. I don't think we can cut there anymore. As far as offices, people are pulling on two and three jobs. I know people always want to cut. Some want to cut extracurriculars, some want to cut services, some want to cut, you know, pools and theaters and things like that. I think we have to be really careful and look at every asset we have and see which one would cause the least amount of of angst. So I don't know, that's not really answering your question. I don't know where we cut. Right now, there's a hold harmless clause that we can do. And every year in November, we have to submit a head count, and we are funded the following year based on that head count. This year, because we'll be losing, or we potentially could lose students to either homeschools within the district, which brings us less money, or homeschools outside of the district that would bring us nothing. And so I'm in the process, or we're in the process, of writing hold harmless resolution. We wrote one in August, and I wrote hold harmless letter to the governor and sent it to the legislators asking them to hold us harmless from this year's count and use the count from November of 2019. So if we are able to do that, because our numbers could potentially be really small, that's one way that funding could potentially be restored. I don't know that that will happen. Another thing that might, you know, right, we also have funding from the E-rate, and it's based on the free and reduced lunches. And that E-rate, and I don't know what that count is, but if we can work on those two things, because there might be a loss of students, and there might be people who are not, unless school goes back in session, you know, face-to-face rather than remote learning, some students will still be getting lunches, but if we can work on that E-rate, that might be a potential. I do believe, or I hope, that working with the legislature this year, because we have had some cuts, we did get COVID money, and the COVID money has, for the CARES Act money, goes directly to that. So we have been able to buy some of our PPEs, and we've been able to take care of some of our other needs, so we shouldn't have to use some of those needs for materials that we'll need to buy to keep our schools safe. So I'm hoping with the legislature, and when we go down to lobby with the legislators and talk with the legislators, they'll understand that this should be our number one priority, and hopefully they will find a way to fund education, not fund it, but to make us not have harm based on this year's counts, and also to look forward how they can actually fund us appropriately. So it's early and it's sustainable. We never know.
And if you're able to restore some level of money to the budget, where would you like to see that spent?
Oh boy, that's a wonderful question. Well, I think we have areas that we added new counselors this year, and I think young people might be coming back with a lot of issues, you know, a lot of well-being issues and social or emotional issues. I think we need to, you know, we'll need to look at staffing, and I have no idea where that will go. Building maintenance really is not really part of that issue, but maybe professional development. Our staff has been working really hard. I'm sure that some of the money, we will have expenditures that might be unknown. It would be nice to make sure that we don't continue to deplete our fund balance, so that if anything comes up that's unforeseeable, we're ready for it. You know, I'm not sure. I can think of a lot of places. I mean, I'd have to look at the staffing. I'd have to look at the programs. It would be important to look at transportation, but that's in a whole different section, depending upon whether we go back or not. That's a good question.
Where do you think the district is succeeding, and where do you think it could be doing better for kids?
I think it's succeeding in offering students an immense variety of instructional courses and methodologies. And I think that's really been successful for our school district, is giving kids a choice and letting them be involved in that choice. I think we've been very successful. And I think our teachers have been successful in that area as well. So to me, I think that's the coursework, how well we've prepared the staff to maintain the teachings that and the studies and the materials that they're trying to use with students. I think that's been hugely successful. Where we could improve, I think people can always improve with their communication. I think we've worked really hard to communicate clearly, quickly, and accurately. But I think we can always do better, and maybe it would be nice to work on partnerships, you know, partnerships with the community. I think that would be very beneficial, not only for the support that they can give, but also for the knowledge that they can impart with kids. I've always felt that would be a wonderful service to our community, partnerships that would not just be a financial partnership, but a learning partnership.
And is there anything that you would like voters to know about you or anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I wrote it in my statement, but I really believe education is the road, a good education is the road to a good future for young people, providing them lots of opportunities. I also think it's really important to listen, and I hope that I can listen always and open my ears, and it's really hard right now to respond to everybody every day because I'm involved in so many different facets right now of moving forward. But I think it's important to listen carefully and to communicate carefully with the community and with, you know, members of the legislature and staff and parents, because that communication builds the relationships that we all need to have. And as far as knowing anything about me, I've been in education pretty much all my life. I think I said it in my statement. It's probably one of the most important things to me, other than my family and my own beliefs. But I really treasure working in the schools for many years and actually working on the school board, even though there are some really hard decisions we have to make as a board. So. And I'm available if people need to ask me questions.
That was Penny Bodla, running for re-election to the District 4 Soldotna seat of the Board of Education. And that will do it for school board candidates. The municipal election is October 6th. You can find information on voter registration, early and absentee voting options, and in-person polling locations on the borough website, kpb.us. There's a link to KPB Votes on the homepage. I'm Jenny Nyman, and this has been the Kenai Conversation. Thanks for tuning in.